This is WKSU News. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Negotiators have drawn up a final deal for the city of Massillon to acquire Affinity Medical Center. The shuttered hospital in the city reached an initial agreement in February. Under the new deal, the city will acquire the hospital along with any furnishings such as patient beds and waiting room furniture. The repository reports some city council members thought the city would acquire all of the hospital equipment. Some of the medical equipment has been listed on an auction site. City Council has until April 27th to accept the final deal. A family whose property is in the path of a natural gas transmission line says they will continue to fight to keep the land away from pipeline developers. A federal judge in Akron last week granted the Nexus Pipeline an injunction, allowing developers to access the 48-acre property. Landowners John and Elaine Selzer are preparing an appeal to be filed this week in the Sixth Circuit Court in Cincinnati. An Ohio-based drug distributor facing lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis is donating more than 80,000 doses of an overdose antidote for use by emergency responders. Cardinal Health has started distributing the naloxone it pledged last year as part of its opioid action program. The doses will go to first responders in Ohio, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Tennessee. The Dublin-based company is among several drug makers facing lawsuits in connection with the opioid epidemic. The companies have all denied wrongdoing. The city of Cleveland is planning to hire a consultant to help curb the number of false alarm calls to police and fire services. The city already has an ordinance on the books that fines businesses who make too many false alarm calls. Council yesterday approved a change to that ordinance, allowing the city to hire a consultant who will design a program to reduce the number of calls. Cleveland.com reports 97% of emergency calls from the city's businesses have been false alarms. Businesses that make three or more false alarm calls could face fines starting at $130. A watchdog organization is staying neutral in Ohio's plan to redraw its congressional districts. The American Civil Liberties Union says it's not backing Issue 1, but it's also not opposing it. And while the ACLU believes the plan on the May ballot does not go far enough to take politics out of the process, the issue's bipartisan support weighs in its favor. The proposal sets new rules for drawing lines following the 2020 census. Ohio is currently considered one of the most gerrymandered states. Plans for a new state park are moving forward. Lawmakers have approved about $11 million to buy more than 5,000 acres of reclaimed strip mine land in southeast Ohio's Morgan County. The land owned by American Electric Power will become part of the state's new Jesse Owen State Park that Governor John Kasich announced during last month's State of the State address. The state plans to buy about 13,000 acres of reclaimed coal lands from AEP for the Owens Park over the next 3 years. It looks like Akron's Bridgestone Invitational PGA Tournament will move to Memphis, Tennessee in 2019. USA Today reports that's what the PGA will announce at a press conference Thursday. Golf writer John Feinstein said in November that Memphis-based shipping giant FedEx has pushed behind the scenes for that city to host a World Golf Championship event. He wrote in February that Akron's Firestone Country Club will instead get a PGA Senior Players Tournament. The Bridgestone has been held in Akron for decades and has featured the world's top golfers. The city of Akron is forming what it calls a collaborative to revitalize the city's parks and public spaces. The Akron Parks Challenge is being funded through the city's general fund. Two citizen-led park projects will be awarded $100,000 each. The project aims to give local residents oversight of the city's underutilized public parks. Proposals are due at the end of April. Hiram College has received the largest single donation in its 168-year history. The small private college in Portage County announced a $6 million gift from the retired head of Avery Dennison Corporation, Dean Scarborough, and his wife, Janice Beeney. The funds will go toward the school's Tech and Trek program that the couple helped launch last year. It includes study abroad programs and internships. This is WKSU.